Welcome. How y'all doing? After a year, welcome back. Welcome back. I feel like, you know how when you sneak into, you know, you coming back home and your girl is looking at you like, And you be like, hey, babe. Hey, it's your baby. Look at my baby. Oh, look. Were you late for something or whatever? You know, you got that grin on your face like, hey, babe. That's kind of how I'm looking now. It's been a year, y'all. It's been a hell of a year for everybody. Like, we're still in this thing. We're still in this pancake. We're still in this Papado's pandemic. I missed y'all, man. I did. I missed y'all. It's been a year. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong pod to step to. I took that from Jalen and Jacoby. Shout out to Reg. Jalen Jacoby is a great podcast, a great daily podcast, by the way, by Jalen Rose and David Jacoby. So check it out. All things sports and culture. Hey, you know, it is what it is, man. You already know what I'm here for. I just tried to record this straight on the site and it kind of came out a little airy, so a little echoey, so. Which, no, I'm not going to say that. So, but, you know, if you're here, I'm going to rap with y'all for a minute, man. It's been a while. Can I rap? Could you mold me? Can I rap with you? Man, hell of a year, man. I can't go as, I went like 5 minutes in the thing before. I'm not going to go 5 minutes. I'm gonna get in and get out here, but I'm gonna send you something. My sister sent to me, and you know I didn't realize. I mean, you know, listen, man, we're supposed to speak life into our situations. But sometimes you just feel like being negative, right? I've been tight all day, man. Honestly, since it happened, I've been tight all night, all day. It's been. And then you got to hear everybody's take. It's like, ugh. But one day, I was feeling a little different. And my sister sent me something. She didn't know how I was feeling, but she sent me something on Instagram a few days ago. And it said, a post that said, it was from Janet Jackson. It said, I will not dwell on the past. My future deserves my full attention. Which is, while just painfully true, sometimes you want to, sometimes you want to be negative, man. Sometimes you want to be negative, man. Get out of my face with this positivity. Right? Sometimes we succumb to it, you know. And whatever, that's human nature. But the truth is, and I told my sister, I said, I'm sorry, but I'm just not there yet. Because I'm a dweller. I'm a dweller. My God, I'm a dweller. And for those of you who just shook your head up and down, see me. It's on site with you. And then my sister said, to her credit, said, it's not an overnight thing, but take it one step at a time, right? So, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to, you know, so be kind to yourself is the point. But I understand when you're not sometimes, like, you know. But I'm going to tell you something that happened to me. You know, y'all know I work for myself. Among other things, I do, you know, deliveries and shit like that. You know, I might deliver a drive to a studio or, you know, a box of product to a... Oh, one day I had to deliver these gift bags for this one company and I don't know, I'm in the hills. And I see the names on the bags, but I'm not paying attention because it's, you know, it's let's get it. I'm drop the bag off, then let's go. Let's go t- to the next thing, you know. Next thing you know, I'm at this house in the hills, which, you know, it kind of like this cul-de-sac inside, like the parking where you would turn in for the house. Almost like it could be another two houses on the lot, or maybe one house, because this house is pretty big. And I get out, and this big burly Al Borland, you remember Al Borland from Tool Time? Just big Dave Vila Al Borland looking mug. Like, came out with a flannel and that thing on his hip. And I'm like, hey, little buddy. I'm just delivering packages. You know, I gave him the two gift bags. So as I'm giving him the gift bags, in LA, they have these 15 passenger vans that they chop the top off. And they keep the windshield and they chop the top off. They put these seats and they do these Hollywood tours. And one of those rolled in there, and the guy's on the walkie, like on a speaker, on a loudspeaker, saying, "Are you here to pick up Justin?" And I'm like, oh, on the bag, it said Justin and Jessica. I was really delivering, who knows what, to Justin Timberlake and Jessica, Justin and Jessica Timberlake. I forgot her last name. Right? There was another time. My Hoop fans will appreciate this. And I'm going to get into what I came here for. We're going to get into it soon. I just wanted to, you know, it's been a while. I wanted to ride with y'all for a minute. Another time, I was delivering the same thing, a different time. Maybe it had been, you know, this is probably a year or two later. I'm delivering these packages. A lot of times people want to get whatever product they have to celebrities and to other, you know, people. I mean, that's why you do it, right? If you believe in your product, you give it out. And that, in with the hopes that, you know, they'll get it and tell somebody else, not just famous people, but, you know, whoever. That's a little gem that you can have one for free. And so I'm out in, you know, some kind of beach, Hermosa Beach, something like that. And they got these like little weird little houses where the back door, it's like an alley street, like, you know, and the house is just before the beach. So I can't find, so it makes the address hard to find, because it's like alley and it's not like a full frontal facing house. The side of the house faced the street and it's like on an incline, whatever, you don't know what I'm talking about. So as I'm looking, I finally see the house that it has to be this house, because I see the addresses on the other house, but nothing else. So I see this one house with this guy getting his Uber Eats. And as soon as I look up, I'm like, yo. And as the garage door is closing, he sees it, hits a button, garage door opens back up. No shirt on, barefoot, hoop shorts on. It's freaking Steve Nash. I'm like, whoa. I mean, I didn't do that, but I was just like, oh shit. Steve, what up, man? This is for you. What up, man? Love. I'm a fan, bro. You know. Boom. Now, it felt like I could have posted Steve Nash up. I ain't gonna lie to you. But then you gotta go. But then I'm not guarding Steve Nash on the other side. But that's, you know, anyway. So I'm going to explain to you something that happened to me and why it's important for you to speak nice. Talk nice. You know, people have been saying that last year or so. Talk nice to me, you know. Shout out to Ken Trey. He's the first person I heard to say that, man. Trey Atkins. Bars, by the way. excuse me. So there was... I was delivering something, and this happened about a month and a half ago, around Super Bowl time. There was a day, some stuff had fallen through, and I was just like, man, I was counting on that, yada, yada, yada. And there was a lady from, so I was feeling down, So I just wanted to change the trajectory right then. I was just like, you know what? Let me just try and speak positively. Let me say, I open myself up to money and opportunities of money and business opportunities that I have that are going to flourish. And I'm just, you know, to myself, just talking that talk, you know, I'm about to get more auditions and this and that. I'm just talking that, you know, I'm trying to change the trajectory of whatever my thoughts were at the time. And the next day, on a delivery, this lady from Clemson gave me a $100 tip. Never happened before. The very next day, another lady gave me a $60 tip. That's never happened before. This is in 3 consecutive days. So now I'm like, whoa. I'm like, this is big, you know. So this is what you should talk nice to yourself, right? You ain't got to talk to yourself, but, you know, listen, they say life, even the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, you know? So you got to be mindful of that, you know? All right, let's get to the proceedings this evening. So, man, like I said, I've been tight all. Y'all said my intro wasn't going to be 5 minutes. It was 11 minutes. Shut up. I'm going to get in and out, man. Yo, I was, like, my shoulders were tight last night. This morning, I was like, my stomach was, it was weird, man. Stomach was in knots. I think it's because, I feel like there's so much on the line for Black folks every time we step out the house. And not just that, let's just flat out, I hated to see what happen. I hated to see that. I hated it. And I even hate seeing all the takes and the punditry and everybody, you know, giving their take, giving their half ass, you know. And, you know, I had several conversations about, like, phone conversation. I mean, when it happened, it's like, whoa, what, huh? Because I'm watching it live, by the way. I'm watching it live. And when it happened, So check it out. When it happened, so let me give a little backstory. Excuse me. 2016, Chris Rock is hosting the Oscars. During the Oscar So White situation, Jada Pinkett says she was, now, Jada could go to the Oscars. She's Will Smith, they're Hollywood royalty, right? But, you know, Jada was boycotting it. Chris Rock made a joke. He was like, you can't come, which was, it's wild. I didn't realize the Rihanna's panties part of the joke before. But he said, Jada being invited to the Oscars, Jada being mad she ain't at the Oscars, like me being mad, you know, about not being invited to Rihanna's panties or something like that. Basically, he was saying you can't boycott the Oscars because you weren't invited, right? And from I think what I heard, even from Chris Rock, I think he said Jada and Will kind of, they were a little tight about it, right? So fast forward to now, you know, and here we are, and which, you know, I guess I knew, but I forgot about it, that I'd heard this, but I forgot that Jada had has alopecia, like a hair condition. Excuse me. So, and at first, now, they said Will was laughing. I never looked at that as like a hard, it wasn't like a hearty, oh, Chris Rock, that was funny. Nah, that looked like one of those sour laughs, like I'm gonna laugh to keep it going, to me. Because as soon as they got the camera back on Chris, I remember thinking, oh, Will's gonna walk up there and make a statement. It just felt like we were at that point with all this talk that, and then knowing what happened before, I was like, oh, Will's gonna walk up there. And then right after I had this thought, I swear to God, right after I had this thought, you see Chris Rock noticing that Will's walking up. Cause watch the video, there's a few seconds, cause Chris Rock starts talking before, you know. And Chris Rock is like, oh, and the crowd is like, oh, he was like, what? No, that was a little, and I was just like, well, now Will Smith is coming. Never in a million years did I think he was about to smack Chris Rock. And then he got back, you know, to the scene. If you look at Lupita, Lupita's face was like the barometer for all of this. It was like, you saw Lupita's face, it was like, oh, this shit just went left, fam. This shit just went left. And keep my wife's name out your mouth. I mean, I think that's a pretty clear message. It's fascinating to hear all the takes of people who disregard that. I think because it like is really so close to storytelling. If someone is too successful, we can't really relate to them. Right? It's like Jay-Z got that line. He said, Dark Knight feeling. Die and be a hero, or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And there's a tight, fine tightrope that you have to walk, you know. and at its essence, if this was on the streets, we wouldn't think twice about it, right? Because on its face, a dude says something that was perceived foul about a dude's wife, and that dude got up and slapped the other dude. Who hasn't seen? I've seen this several times. Maybe not about a wife or a girlfriend. Somebody said something they didn't like, somebody got slapped. I've seen it before. I've seen it before. So while God, we didn't want to see this happen, I didn't want to see it happen. I hope it didn't have to happen, but you also got to watch how you treat people. Like, and maybe not how you treat people so much as how, what you say to me. Well, T.I. got that song, Why Would You Say to Me? And, which is Hov is on that song too. I always felt like Hov was throwing a shot at Lil Wayne on that song. Cause right after that, Hello Brooklyn, it was a Hello Brooklyn duet. So in its essence, this is what it was. It was a man said something foul that another man took foul and he slapped dude. Violence ain't the answer. But you know, you got a lot of takes out there, right? Some people think, oh, Will Smith should have been in jail if he didn't have 100 million. Yeah, but if this was on the street, nobody would have called the police. It would have just been a squabble, or one person would have realized, you know what? That's my fault. Or ego wouldn't have let him, and then it got to some fisticuffs, and you know, and that would have been that. The biggest takeaway from last night, So other people are saying, I'll come back to that. Other people are saying, oh, well, you know. Oh, I'm going to go back to the storytelling part aspect of it, and you know, Will Smith, they're big, they're royalty, you know. Will, you know, we know the whole thing, but so is Chris Rock. Like, right, they're both A-list black talent, both can get into any Hollywood party, both have been famous for, you know, at least 25 years. Obviously Will, you know, crossing the 30 year mark, whatever, not crossing, Will's been famous for 35 years, you know. But we look at Chris Rock since he's small. Oh, this is another take. Oh, if it was a white man, it wouldn't have. What? Like, what? What is it? Oh, we got to do this in front of white people. Yo, let me say this. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke. Shout out to Savon from Love Jones and not Isaiah Washington. Shout out to Savon's character. I don't care about the white gays. And you shouldn't either. And it's insulting. I think as a nice guy, it's insulting to hear. Because this is what it is. Like, I leave a lot of conversations feeling like, huh, I wonder why they thought it was cool to say that to me. Right? I wonder why they thought that was cool to say to me. And I think that's the, and everybody has the angle that they're looking at it from. Some people think, oh, that was a bitch move. You know, he knew Chris Rock wasn't going to hit him back and this and that, you know, oh, it was a bitch move to slap somebody, you know, it was like, but really that's a ultimate disrespect, right? When you slap versus punch, that's a intentional disrespect. And that's a, you know, like, yo, fam, you got to see me after that. If not right then, during the commercial or something. Unless I realized I was foul. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to eat that. A lot of takes on this. Listen, man. We hate to see it happen. Violence is rarely the answer. I hated to see it happen with two of our greats. Will Smith, you know, top 10 movie star in the world. Once was number one, you know, times change, but still a bona fide grade A movie star. And I really thought they were going to take his Oscar. But I realized that I'm talking about like last night, but those things are sealed long before. It's like in a whole accounting process, yada, yada, yada. And so the biggest takeaway from last night was, you know, during Will Smith's speech, you can hear Denzel say, "Love you, Will," from the side. And damn it, if that ain't really what. And then Will acknowledges it and says, "Yeah, Denzel told me, you know, at our greatest moment, be careful, because at our greatest moment, the devil could slip in." Right. And then the devil isn't Chris Rock. The devil is whatever is inside you that will allow you to dim your light and not let your light shine as brightly as it could in this great moment with all these people watching. But not about a white gaze. So in that moment, it's about, man, ain't that what it's all about? From your elder, you know, one of the goats in the game, the goat, if you ask me, Denzel Hayes Washington Jr., you know, holding you up from the sideline, right? Because it's like, man, for 20 years, for 35 years, you ain't seen this. And then all of a sudden he had like, we are not this, you know, we are not our worst moment, right? We are not how does the saying go? We're not the sum of our lowest moments. Yeah, essentially say we are the sum of our greatest moments. We are not what our lowest moment was. Now, I butchered that whole thing awfully, but you know what I'm trying to say. So perfect, damn near perfect for 35 years. And then a huge misstep. And it was a huge one. But I don't care about the pundits. I don't care about most of the pundits. There's a couple of people's opinion I seek for stuff like this. But not Stephen A. Smith, not Bill Simmons, not Howard, you know, Stern, not Marcellus Wiley. Like, I, you know, I'm not seeking any of that just because people come at it with whatever, however they were raised, you know, wherever they come from, they come at it with, you know, There's nothing stronger than human emotion. Please believe that. That's how decisions are made. And a lot of that is kind of undergirded with fear. I think, excuse me, I think Will is dealing with a lot. And we all are. Oh, we all dealing with a lot. I get it. But I'm saying I think Will is dealing with a lot. So I think meaning whatever that was something else he was dealing with. Right. It was about the thing. Because if, and also, dog, if you know we didn't have words before about what you didn't said about my wife up on that stage. Now I'm going to sit in front of you and you going to do it again, my G? Dog, you poking me. And when you poking me, you can't judge how I poke you back. So I think people think when you say you understand what Will did, that somehow you condone it. I can't condone or like, yeah, I wish it wouldn't have happened. Right. And now they're like, oh, Amy Schumer wrote the joke and Chris Rock didn't really want to say the joke. Well, you got to follow your first. You got to follow your first gut. You know, Diddy said that I saw a weird post from Roland Martin and he says the reports that Chris Rock apologized to Will is false. I confirmed it myself. We're like, why? I don't understand. Like, cause that's what we want. I'd rather the lie about him having him apologize and be out there. It's about healing. And yeah, man, I just wish this whole thing had gone differently. Anyway, I've said that 5 times. But I hear all of your gripes. You know, I just hated this for the culture. And I think that's why I woke up tight. I went to bed tight and it was like, man, this was just a sad day, but we got to carry around a different kind of burden, man. If two white men had gotten into a fight, it was like, man, F that. But they wouldn't have had to think about who was watching and a whole race to hold on their back. None of them got to deal with that. That's something we got to walk around every day. We got to smile, grin and bear it, you know? And yeah, that's what it calls for. But sometimes you slip. And the truth is, on the streets, if you slip like that, you know, it could end a little differently. You know what I mean? There's always calculation going on. Always. Don't let anybody tell you there isn't. Some people don't, there's no calculation going on. They're built different. But the truth is, 99% of us calculate, strategize in situations like this. We'd be like, all right, I'm gonna let this one, we're gonna talk this one out. But you get your ass whooped. You know, in the great words of CeeLo Green, because if one brother disrespect, it's ultimately due the domino effect. And again, that doesn't mean you go and you jab and slap anybody who says something. But I think the conversation to be had is, if we've already had this conversation, how then do I get the message across that, you have to watch what you say to me and watch how you treat me and me and mine. And a lot of people are Monday morning quarterbacking on a Monday Montana. I just coined that hashtag Monday Montana, talking about, hey, there's a lot of ways you could have done this. Or he could have done it. What? There's a lot of, like, and it's a very practical and manicured answer for after the fact and not in the moment. People talking about, oh, and this is the worst take of them all. He didn't have that smoke for August Alsina. What? That's the best. I'm going to just go out and say this. That is an unintelligent take. I'm going to be out there on the limb and say it. That's an unintelligent take. Why? because clearly Will was out there. Their relationship is different than what we've been taught to think their relationships are. Now, it's so much different that a lot of us can't take it. So we frame it as, nah, they was just cheating on each other. It ain't cheating if somebody know. It ain't cheating if y'all got an arrangement. That's why I say it's an unintelligent take. Now, unless you're talking about you didn't have that smoke for August Alsina when he chose to share this in the song. And in that case, you don't know what happened. You don't. That's why it is an unintelligent take for all who choose to take that lane, that route. Because it just doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Anyway. Listen, did Chris Rock know she had alopecia? I don't know. But even if he didn't, you know, I know Tony Rock hot right now. I hope they worked it out, man. I really do. Because you slapped me on stage at the Oscars, fam. You got to see me. We got to shoot a fair one. Man. That was wild business, man. But I hate it had to happen. Brothers in arms, Hollywood, goats, they'll be back. Brothers fight. Like my homegirl, shout out to, I ain't gonna say her name, but shout out, she was like, man, slaps happen. I was like, damn, that's your take on it? Slaps happen? So anyway, y'all, yeah, man. I think a lot of people just jumped on Chris Rock's side because they felt bad for him. It's funny to see people kind of like go on both sides. I was just listening to a podcast and everybody on there was saying both sides. So it is what it is, man. Watch how you speak to people. But also, violence is rarely the answer. Will Smith released an apology, you know, with saying as much, violence isn't the answer. Apologizing to Chris this time. That's it, man. Hey, I'm going to get on here from time to time. Gas still high. Shit, we $6 a gallon out here. I can and up. I can go get it somewhere for $7.50, which is some bullshit. Sick of this shit. My Bernie Mac is terrible. Sick of this shit. Man, that was terrible. My Bernie Mac is terrible. Hey, anyway, shout out to Bernie Mac. Rest in peace, man. Somebody posted that clip from Chris Rock, from Head of State, when Bernie Mac got off the bus. Chris Rock, Bernie Mac gets off the train slapping people. That's the funniest 12 seconds ever in a movie. Like for real. Bernie Mac slapped everybody. So, anyway, thank y'all for listening. You know, I'll be back from time to time. You know, check me out. Again, check out What's Your Favorite Song? What's Your Favorite Song? My new podcast. Go follow us on Instagram. Check us out. And, you know, I got a couple movies coming out this year. One's called Dawn. Another was called Angie's Cure. And, you know, man, we got stuff coming out, man. I'm about to, in a real way, you know, start doing. I got some pitch decks I'm working on. I'm about to, everything's about to. You can get stuck in about to, but I can show you better than I could tell you. About to get some. I want to get back to being funny again, you know, in a different way, though. So I got some stuff like that coming out soon. And, you know, I'm starting a business. Tell you more about that later. But until next time, this ain't gonna be on a regular schedule. The other one is every week. What's Your Favorite Song is every week. I had Jermaine Boyette on, former, you know, NBA professional basketball player, now basketball coach. Grew up with him, you know, he's played on the Utah Jazz twice, two stints with them. Played in Portugal, Spain, Venezuela, France, Japan, You know, we talk about all of that. And then, of course, you know, your favorite song. You know, what we started with. We start every episode with, what's your favorite song? Then we say, what's the first album you owned or purchased? Then what's your favorite album? Then what's your first concert and your favorite concert? So check that out, man. And we gone. Love y'all. Oh, I almost forgot. We're going to end it the same way we do every time. I ain't forgot. Almost did. Every moment you have the opportunity to fall back into comfort or to move forward into growth. I hope that you choose the latter. All right. I love y'all. Stay encouraged. You are living your prayers from years ago right now. You got to understand that. All right. I love y'all, man. Let's get it. Ooh.